our man, Raptors radio analyst for Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Paul Jones. We gave him a call. He wants to jump on, talk about this latest signing. Jonesy, thanks for doing this on such short notice.
Yeah, no problem, George. No problem, man.
I'm a little surprised by this news. We know the Raptors kind of had to address their front court depth. And do you kind of like the move here that they acquired, signed Greg Monroe?
He's a pretty solid player, George. You know, before the NBA went to being run by spreadsheets and everybody standing behind the arc and heaving threes like it was going out of style, there were guys like Greg Monroe and Jonas Valanciunas. And Monroe is he's a solid inside player. He's probably good from about, like, really solid from about 18 feet down. You know, can make an elbow jump shot, really good in the low post, is a good rebounder. And like he's just bounced around, become a journeyman lately. But, you know, I think that's, you know, a compliment and a testament to what he's able to do. Everybody seems to look at him and say, hey, we can use a guy like that. So, you know, while one team gives him up, somebody else says, we'll take him. And like I said, he's a good rebounder. He's good on the inside. You know, if you think back, he and Jonas Valanciunas have had some pretty good battles over the years when he was in Boston, you know, last year, and then thinking back to more recently his time in Milwaukee and Detroit. I don't mind the pickup. I think it's a, you know, as you said, to address the depth, George, it's a good pickup.
I was surprised to read that he's only 28, Jonesy. It feels like he's been in the league a hell of a lot longer than that.
Yeah, well, that's how the league goes, though, George. It kind of, you know, a guy makes it to 30, 31, and especially when they're coming in so young right now, it just seems like the guy's been around a long time. Plus, as I said, he's been on a number of teams, you know, between Detroit, Milwaukee, you know, the buyout in Phoenix, then the Boston. You know, he's working on what I guess Toronto would be his fifth, if there's any I'm missing in there. But it happens, and that's why they seem older than they really are.
Raptors radio analyst for Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Paul Jones, joining us here on Sportsnet today, breaking the news that Greg Monroe, we're talking about the news that Greg Monroe has signed with the Toronto Raptors. Where does he fit now off the bench now, Jonesy? Because obviously you mentioned JV, Jonas Valanciunas is still here. We heard that Siakam could potentially jump in, play some center for the Raptors. Where does Monroe fit on the bench now in all this?
Well, I think when you look at some of the, and there are still a few of them, conventional centers around. You know, a guy like Greg Monroe helps you when you're guarding. I mean, when you're guarding, a Dwight Howard or somebody like that, when you've got those guys that are a little bit more old school and you need rebounding on the inside and you need a defender or a guy to play on the inside, that's where he helps. I mean, I don't know what kind of minutes Nick Nurse is going to find for him, particularly if they're going to play up and down. I don't see him being that strong a player or that strong a contributor in a real up and down game. But then again, as I said before, you got to rebound. If you don't have the ball, you're not going anywhere. And, you know, I think that's one area where he can really help out, particularly in the second unit.
Jonesy, before I let you go, obviously the biggest story in the NBA probably this summer outside of LeBron going to the Lakers is the Kawhi Leonard trade, of course, coming to Toronto. Mm-hmm. And all the drama surrounding it as well. The DeMar DeRozan feeling, you know, there's no loyalty in sports, the bitterness that he has being traded. And I understand that. He had his roots here. He wanted to stay here long term, signed the big deal, loved Toronto, and then felt a little betrayed that he got traded. And then the Kyle Lowry issue at the USA basketball camp, not even wanting to talk about it. Jonesy, is there too much emotion involved when professional sports is a business? And it just feels like there's just too many hurt feelings when a lot of fans, and they're sympathizing with Colin DeMar, and I understand that, and I do to a certain extent, but Raptors fans need to remember how they felt on those back-to-back sweeps by the Cavaliers. Yeah, and it sucks that Colin DeMar are separated, but the business is to win here, and do we need to throw emotion? Do we just need to stop paying attention so much to what these guys are feeling and think about the possibilities that a guy like Kawhi Leonard can bring to Toronto?
To say, George, I mean, I'm of a vintage where people say you don't put politics and sports together, but I can think back, you know, to my youth, every Olympiad from, you know, 68 to 88, there was something going on in there. There were protests, there were boycotts, there were, you just, And it's like this, the same thing, emotion in sports like this and around trades. You just, as much as it, we can say, you got to separate them. It's hard. It's hard to. And I think the thing that's hard about DeMar is he wanted to be here. Everybody will sign once and take your money once, like, you know, like Chris Bosh did or Vince Carter did, or everybody will sign once. But, you know, DeMar signed a second time and gave the hometown discount, and he wanted to be here. And he said, I was here for the losing. I want to be here for the winning. And he was out there also trumpeting Toronto's cause amongst other players. And then this happens, and yeah, it leaves a bad taste in his mouth. And George, you talk about those fans. You're right. Those fans that are upset now were probably the same ones that were saying, we need better players. You know, these guys aren't getting it done in the playoffs. So you're right. It is about winning. And sometimes there's a harsh reality to it. And, you know, if you're the Raptors, you have to think, are we ever going to get a top five player coming here as a free agent? And if you deem the answer to be no, then you make a move for one, and then you try to convince him to stay. And I really think it's a gamble. They're rolling the dice. But, hey, if you don't buy a lottery ticket, man, you ain't going to win. So as tough as it is, you know, Masai said his loyalty is to winning. I think that the thing that made it very difficult was DeMar saying that when he asked, he felt he was safe. And they were talking about the team going forward and what they had to do next year. And then this transaction came about so quickly that it caught everybody off guard. And you know, as Masai said, maybe there wasn't time to get to DeMar and make the calls and say, hey, look, you know, we're getting calls about you, or your name's coming up. I want you to hear. Masai was over in Africa. So, you know, it could have fallen on somebody else to contact DeMar or the agent. But at the same time, you know, it's about winning. And if this is what Masai and Bobby Webster feel they need to do to win, well, then, you know, sometimes you can't let the emotion get in the way.
Jonesy, before I let you go, you mentioned politics, and we saw the ludicrous tweet by Donald Trump criticizing LeBron James, fresh off opening up that school in Akron. And we know all the charity work he's done through his foundation. We know that he's a guy who stands up for causes as well, so much more than Michael Jordan did. Michael Jordan kind of shut his mouth and wanted to just worry about the business aspect, didn't want to tarnish his image. And I know we always have this discussion on who the GOAT is, and I don't think it's close on who the GOAT is off the court, is it?
No, he's been terrific. And you know, people can say all they want. And I think it evolved from, you know, you go back to look at a guy like, you know, a Muhammad Ali or a John Carlos or, you know, Tommy Smith or people making statements, you know, the Clippers years ago with, you know, with Donald Sterling and all of that. And this generation of athlete, George, has more of a social consciousness. And whereas in the Jordan era, Jordan was, you know, kind of afraid to bite the hand that feeds you, you know, with his famous statement, hey, Republicans buy sneakers too.
Right.
But LeBron's making enough money that he can say, you know, he's got screw you money. He's got money to say, well, screw you, I'm doing this, or I don't care what you think. And, you know, that aside, what he's doing is noble. I mean, I just think about, I know what it's like being in education, having been in for 22 years. And, you know, when kids come to school without a lunch and you're scrambling to find a kid lunch, or, you know, a school where I was at and we started a breakfast program, and just, you know, the fact that LeBron's helping the parents get their high school equivalency diploma and looking for, you know, job placements for them, and every kid gets a bike, and that's outstanding stuff. It really, really is. And, you know, strip away the fact that he's LeBron James. I mean, if anybody was doing that, it would be terrific. And you know, the fact that he's giving back to his hometown, and you know, for Donald Trump to, like, this is the one time, like, you know, the president, humble yourself, say, you know what, look at what the man's doing that's good. Anybody can see the negative, but, you know, look at the positive. And for him to start talking about, you know, the intelligence levels of Don Lemon and LeBron James, that couldn't be more divisive. I couldn't think of anything more divisive than that, you know? So, you know what, I'm, how can you not be behind LeBron James with what he's doing now? How can you not? And right now the bar has been set for a lot of other people to step forward. I noticed Derrick Rose is doing something, with, you know, getting kids, you know, scholarships and tuition, and, You know, we shouldn't forget guys that have done this before. Jalen Rose has the Jalen Rose Academy in Detroit, where he's really good with his money, promising scholarships and stuff. So this is something that I think we should be saluting rather than, the president of the United States taking shots at people.
Raptors radio analyst for Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Paul Jones. Jonesy, thanks for jumping on short notice.
My pleasure, George. Anytime, man.